broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I just cried. I just bawled. Like, I didn't even know what to do. I just sat there and cried.
Would he be scared of my 14-year-old daughter who might wear a hair cover? Would he be...
There's a patient by the name of Gregory.
Why was I a sad baby?
I don't know. Why is any baby sad?
F you.
And... And...
Do you want me?
Anyway, 877-876-PHIL, World Famous Phil Hendry Show, and good evening and welcome to the El Pacifico here. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this here show, and we take you right through the looking glass and beyond. I mean, we go places other talk shows can't go, couldn't go, probably don't want to go. But we go there. And you are the better for it, my children. Now, you go to PhilHendryShow.com. That's where you can see our live streaming video of the show right now. Don't be afraid. As soon as you flip on that video and you see me, it's pretty jarring. It's pretty jarring. But once you get used to my natural, good Irish, rugged, good looks, and you get into the flow and the vibe and the thing and all that jazz, man, of the show, you're going to really like it. So check us out online at video at, on our videocast and our live streaming audio at PhilHendryShow.com. A Democrat running for governor in Rhode Island tells Obama to shove it. How about that, huh? We'll tell you why he said it. Probably because he's an uncouth boor and was raised in a toilet or a barn or something, but maybe there's other reasons. Plus, actor Randy Quaid is flipped. He seeks asylum in Canada in order to protect him from a secret group in the United States that kills movie stars. Those are called studio executives. And then we have Bob Green and Bobby Dooley, 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight on our flagship in Los Angeles, KTLK 1150 AM. And in Fort Wayne, Indiana, WADM 1540 AM, two great stations along the line on our Phil Hendry radio network. We're going to be joined this evening by Robert Green. We're talking about the economy a little bit tonight. And we're going to be talking about parenting and the economy tonight, as a matter of fact, with Bobby Dooley, who'll be coming on in just a moment. Robert Green, who is the CEO of Fraser Foods, is going to be joining us. I just saw an article here, Bob. Federal auditor says Obama's anti-foreclosure is such a failure that it risks generating public anger and mistrust. The program made some homeowners worse. And you see it as as the CEO of a grocery chain probably more intimately than a lot of people.
If you want a good look into what is going on with the American family, and you want a good look into what the dynamic is out there in terms of feeding your family, clothing your family, and putting a roof over their head, try doing what I do for a living. I've been in the grocery retail business for 21 years, and you see it all. And we see a lot of people coming in. They talk, and they talk with us as they're going through their day. I like what I do, and I've always liked what I do because it keeps me in touch with my customers probably more closely than a lot of businesses would. And I also get to talk to them and to know what's going on with them and commiserate, and I think sometimes that might help through the day.
This is the holiday season, too, and with people losing their homes, good Lord. You know, and
it's tough.
And with people having to cut back, I know they say that the economy is quote getting better. I don't know what that means.
Well, I don't know what it means either. I think it's forgive me for saying this. I think it's Obama speak for we're holding steady at 9.6 unemployment. I guess is what they're saying. But we've had to do an awful lot, and we do what we can in the way that we relate to our customers. We are a family friendly operation. And to that end, for instance, Phil, we do what we can to help keep the family strong.
Well, you have a newspaper ad that I thought was interesting where it says Fraser Foods keeping the family strong since 1990, because I know you had the store in Buena Park, and you've got another 21 stores in the Southwest. You've opened up a 26th store in the Southeast. What do you mean when you say, I don't think I've ever heard a grocery store make that claim, keeping the family strong?
It's what we do. It's the small things that we do. We bring our own personal experience to everything that we do. We bring our own personal experience to something as simple as what's the comfort level of our shoppers? I have taken a particularly personal interest in something that affected me personally. And so I bring my personal experience to single women, or perhaps divorced women, or maybe they are women who have husbands that are out working, and they have the children for the day, and they've got to get out shopping. And you see a lot of women who will come into the store, Phil, with two or three children in a stroller. I don't know if you've ever seen women who will be wrestling with a big family like that.
Oh, yeah, you do. You see that, yeah.
We have women who have come into our store with a stroller of two children. They might have a handbag or a shoulder bag. They might even have a dog on a leash. And they come into the store, and the first thing that happens is you'll see men, and I think it's a natural instinct, say to them, can I get the door for you? Or can I get that package for you?
Right.
Or can I help you with something? It is a natural magnet for men to want to go over and help a woman who has decided she's going to go to the store today with three of her kids. I don't particularly, when we say we keep the family strong, it's none of my business. But when I see something obvious like that, we'll do something about it. And we're very proud that in the last year we've instituted a program whereby you can leave the children outside if you want. You can call your husband and have him come and get them. You can call a nanny. But you're not coming into my store with a stroller with two or three kids in it so you can distract men. And I don't know. Perhaps try to lead them astray.
Now, are you saying that a woman with... You're not saying all women with two or three kids on a stroller.
No, I don't. I would never make the inference, but what I'm saying...
Are you telling me that women with two or three kids on a stroller represent an opportunity for a man to make friends with her?
No, I think it represents an opportunity for the woman to garner the interest or sympathy of a man. And I think there are some women that know that and use it. And what we say is, in our store, the family is the most important thing. We won't let that happen. So you can keep your kids outside or whatever.
How do you know? This is very interesting, Bob. So you're saying that essentially a woman, no women are allowed in your store with children with more than one child in a stroller?
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying when we see you in our store for the first time and you've got two kids in a stroller and you're not really negotiating things well and you need help with this and you need help with that and you can't get a door open, and now here comes trip number two. Now, I saw it the first time and okay, but now you're back for more? No.
And what do you say then?
I tell them, generally I'll get their name. It's nice to see you. I'd love to have you back at the store, but I cannot have you back in here with that stroller because I know what you're doing, or at least I think I know what you're doing.
Do you confront the women with what you think is going on, or...?
Sometimes I will. It depends upon my instinct. But women that come to my store with a stroller of two, with two kids and constantly getting the attention of men, constantly getting a man to help them, constantly getting a man to open a door for them, constantly getting someone to help them with a bag, I know what that's about. And in my own life, Bill, and I know I told you.
Well, I know you were unfaithful to your wife. Do you want to tell the story?
Not to the extent, just to say that that happened to me. I was a very young man in the business, and it was a lady with a stroller with two kids in it, and I became very sympathetic to her, and we wound up becoming involved, and I spent a lot of money on her, and she couldn't have cared for those kids any more than she cared for me. So,
all right. Question: when you see a woman with a stroller and she has two children in it, how do you know this isn't your own personal? I don't know what you'd call it. How your own personal pain coming through?
I don't think so. I when I see a woman with a stroller, I see what happened to me, and I know that there are men that are going to be sympathetic to a woman with a stroller with two or three kids in it. It might give me a little more incentive, Phil, but I'm not trying to get back at anyone. I'm trying to protect men and trying to protect families from these seemingly innocent women struggling through the day when in point of fact, they're coming to the store with their stroller and their kids, and they've got one thing in mind.
To attract a man's attention.
To get a man's attention, to have him feel sorry for her, and the next thing you know, she's got a man that's going to pay her way and pay the way for these kids.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I forgot to give our number out. Robert Green with us from Fraser Foods, 877-876-PHIL. Federal auditor says Obama's anti-foreclosure such a failure, it risks generating public anger and mistrust. So with the economy as bad as it is, people are trying everything that they can to, I guess, keep money in the bank and food on the table. And in your store, at least, you see a lot of women with two or three children in a stroller trying to attract men's attention. Now, certainly they're not all single women.
No, not at all, Phil. If they're in the company of a man, then we generally will allow them in the store. But I can't allow a woman in my store who is single and has two babies in a stroller, and I'm asking myself why. And
well, the husband's at work.
Well, the husband's at work. And so she can't go. So she's going to come struggling with two kids in a stroller while the husband's at work to go shopping when she could wait for him to come home, and then she could go shopping.
And so, well, or all right, how about this? She can't afford a nanny.
Well, a lot of that has to do with Obama, yeah. But more to the point, no woman goes to the store struggling with two or three kids in a stroller unless she wants to get a guy to help lift groceries for her. And I saw what this did to me. It almost destroyed me. I can see what it does to single men who see that and want to help her with her kids. So they've got to keep them outside.
And what do they say when you tell them to keep the kids outside?
Well, it doesn't really interest me what they have to say. I say, you know.
Well, do you remember what any of them say, though?
Oh, they'll say, I've never heard such a policy of this kind of thing. That's fine. You've got to keep the kid out there, or call somebody to get them, and I won't let you in with the kids.
So you do not let the women, you don't let any single women with a stroller with more than one child?
That is correct.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green on the line with us talking about a new policy Fraser Foods has put into place. Women who have more than one child in a stroller, he sees as potentially trying to draw the attention of men so they'll help them with the door, help them with their bags, help them with their lives. And he doesn't like it in his store. You are not allowed to bring a stroller into his store with more than one child in it. Otherwise, you're suspect of trying to hit on men. And this is all part of the economy going south and people looking for new ways to support themselves and make ends meet. 877-876-PHIL. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Back with Robert Green in a moment.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And I suppose this Christmas of 2010, and none of us who are living remember the Great Depression, and nor would we ever be so presumptuous as to think we knew what the folks back then lived through. But I suppose this Christmas is as close as any Christmas that any of us have experienced to a tough time as any has been. It's a pretty down economic times. With us is Bob Green. He's the CEO of Fraser Foods, a retail grocery chain. And their advertisement is a very interesting advertisement this year. You've taken out in a number of major papers, as well as you've done some online advertising too, Bob. Keeping the family together, or keeping the family strong.
Keeping the family strong, Phil, since 1990, and we're very proud of that.
And it's an unusual advertising statement for a grocery chain to make, particularly when you're talking about things such as not allowing women in the store who have more than one child in a stroller, because two children or three children in a stroller represents to you a woman looking to bag a man?
I wouldn't use that kind of terminology, I suppose.
Well, a woman looking to interest a man.
A woman looking to interest she's got the children, and we all know that children have long been magnets for both sexes, whether a man has children or a woman. Using my store as a place where you're going to bring in these, forgive me, these props with the grocery bag and the big bag. Can you look, using my store as a way to ensnare a married man, I don't want to do that. It happened to me, and I'd rather it not happen in my store.
877-876-PHIL is the number. And, of course, the obvious question is, any woman with three children or two children in a stroller isn't necessarily looking to snare a man.
No, that is absolutely true, Phil. But once I tell them, you know, for me to feel better, just keep the kids, keep them out of here, and they go with that, then I know that they're...
Then you feel better about them?
Yeah.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Diana in San Antonio. Diana, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene.
Yes, I'm listening to these comments about a woman wanting to bag a man just because she's in a store with a stroller with four kids.
But I didn't mean to use the term. Mr. Hendry, I think, used it.
That was an unfortunate choice of words, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I was looking more to use the word interest or to, you know, attract a man.
Well, see, I beg to differ only because I had to help my daughter out here about a couple of years back. She was left with four little ones, and we were left without a vehicle, and her and I would have to walk to the grocery store about a half a mile away, and, you know, with four little ones in tow. And there were times right. that men would pass us up and make vulgar comments at us, and we sure weren't out there trying to bag a guy. You know, okay. We were out there taking care of our business.
Yeah, like, was there any way to just leave them in the apartment and just...
No.
Grocery
no, there was no way because we're talking about
all.
Little...
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
If you have them all... How many children? You say four, and you got all four of them in the store. That
four little boys.
Obvious. Yeah, that men are right away going to be attracted to that. And you said they made vulgar comments, and I'm very sorry to hear that, ma'am, but that's the way of a man to say, you know, I'm interested in you.
And a man making a vulgar comment?
Well,
there were men making vulgar comments at us. They were like we were easy to get because we were walking down the street with four little ones. In other words, we had four little ones because we were out there looking for it. No, that wasn't the situation at all. What I'm saying is...
Right.
Okay. What I'm saying is,
Why didn't you just leave the kids at home? Because what happened to me was, I said to this young lady when we broke up, I said, if only you'd left those kids at home. And she said, well, they were under the age of one. And I said, yeah, but then I would have been spared the heartache. And there's a very good chance your children would have survived, I'm sure, with you going to the store for a half hour.
No,
under the
no.
age of one, you're not going to leave infants alone.
Okay, so instead I got screwed. Okay, fine. But I mean, the other side of it was I got screwed.
But here's my point. I want to say, I just want to make this point. I'm sorry for what you went through and what this woman did or what this person did to you. Now, but it's people like her that keeps people like me and my daughter a bad name, because we're not out there to live off of no man. I taught my daughter that when you get yourself into a situation, you work. You don't ever depend on a man, because men come and go, but you and your babies are going to be at that house forever. They are going to be your children to raise.
When you went
no
to the
woman
store
should have
with
to depend
the...
on a man.
When you went to the store with these children, were you then, when you were in the store, were men talking to you and saying, would you like to have a cup of coffee or something like that?
No. No.
Well, they weren't.
No.
All right. Well, that's a very touchy situation. You proved, you know, you had those guys hooting at you. I just as soon make sure that it doesn't happen in my store. And I'm sure your daughter is a wonderful girl, and you sound like a wonderful lady. But if I were single and I wasn't the manager of the store and the two of you came in with those kids, I'd be asking both of you out.
You're kidding. After what you've been through?
Yes, even after what I've been through, because it's almost like a drug.
Even after that woman took you for, what'd you say, $500,000?
$500,000, yeah.
You'd still ask this lady out?
Yeah, I'd still go out with
you,
Diana and her
my
daughter.
Gosh.
I was
the
manager of the store.
Where were you when I was single, my goodness?
Well,
I
would have given you would have hit on me, even
oh
with those
God,
five
no.
kids. See, no, yeah, you would.
No,
see,
no.
She just proved it. She just proved it.
Well, no, the lady was paying you a compliment, though, saying that, Diana, thank you very much.
No, but you're saying, Diana, you would have gone out with me even with your five kids, right?
No, these were my grandkids.
Well, I mean...
Okay, we'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL. Interesting conversation with Robert Greene on women and too many kids in a stroller.
Phil Hendry.
Five kids and I'd still go after it. And that's what you're saying.
The world
I know what you mean by bigger in Texas.
Show.
That's all bigger in Texas.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back this Monday night here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 1 week ahead of Halloween. And our web address, of course, philhendryshow.com. That's our website. Halloween, big time for moms and kids. Bob, right?
Absolutely, Phil. And it does go to what you and I were talking about in terms of the family. You're going to see a lot of women, and you're going to see a lot of children. I don't have a problem with women and children. I have the problem with women and three kids in a stroller, two kids in a stroller. That is an obvious ploy used by some, not all, women, to get men to help them open doors and carry bags. Once the man does that, he's exchanging phone numbers. Once he does that, he's in her life. And once he does that, if his name is Bob Greene, and that's who I was, $500,000, $500,000 gone.
Did she steal that?
No, she didn't steal it. I bought her a townhouse. And
oh, all right. So it cost you that much money.
Yeah. Yeah, it cost me that much money, if you want to put it that way. But now, this last lady that I spoke with, she sounds like a very nice lady. But you're going to, and I would be attracted to a woman like that, because you have to understand, I like women with children, and if they push strollers in, and they are like that lady.
What do you mean, like that lady?
Well, she was calling from San Antonio. I'm going to make the assumption she is Hispanic. That means that she is, I won't use the word, you know, if you want to say thick, that means she's got a big daughter and the kids are, you know, it's all big. I'm attracted.
All right, I understand what you're saying. And I don't think we need to talk about that. It's almost like a habit.
It is. I can't have it in my store. I don't want to see other men fall prey to it. And by it, I mean woman and children in stroller. We've got special, what we call posts, or if you want to call them hitching posts, we make them up to look like it's the Wild West. You can tie the strollers to that out front. Some of these children have leashes. You could tie the leash to the little hitching post, and we have those automatic horses, so the kids are fine while you're shopping.
877-876-PHIL. I don't know anybody that wants to leave their kid outside, though. Shannon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene.
Okay. Think it sounds very sexist against women because of your tragedy in the past or whatever with that, but it also sounds very discriminative.
Well, it's difficult because obviously women are the only ones that have babies, so to the extent that I discriminate against women that way, there's not much I can do about that. When a woman pushes a stroller into my store with two kids in it, I only see one thing. I see a girl named Ashley, a woman that took me for $500,000. And I would rather have her children tied to a hitching post than to go through that experience again.
Well,
okay.
But that's not Ash. Those are other women.
I know it's other women, but I can see Ashley in that girl that comes to the door, and I can see myself in the men that start to go toward her, not knowing what awaits them.
I have three boys, and I am married.
Three what?
Yes, I have three boys. I'm married, but if I was anywhere near your store, I would not come to it because that's rude and it's discriminative. It's just like saying that because there is one rotten apple on the tree, that the whole tree is bad. That's not true. And that applies to...
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, that applies to the comment back to the girl in San Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you to me, it's discriminative because I could say.
What did I say?
The women with the 2 and 3 kids should not come in your stores.
But I did say that I found her attractive because I assumed she was Hispanic, and I can use my imagination. I know it. She probably is very, you know, attractive. You know, she's big and she's got all the kids. I like that. I'm not saying I don't like it.
So you.
All right, enough with the big, though. You know.
Well.
Yeah, but in a way, you kind of are looking for a ready-made family.
Yeah, what is that, Bob?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. But when I see a woman come to the door with a stroller and she's got 2 kids in it or more, and sometimes they have 3, I see Ashley. And it's very sexy. And, you know, I'll tell you, what happened to me, Shannon, was so bad that I would rather see that woman leave those children alone in a house for a day. Risking fire, everything, than to have that happen to another man.
Oh, now you're talking crazy.
But
now you're talking crazy, man.
Well, I would. Rather than have what happened to me to another man, I'd rather risking fire, a flood, leave them alone in a house.
Wrong.
Can I give you a suggestion?
All right, go ahead.
You need some kind of therapy, like counseling.
Here we go. So you think I'm crazy?
No,
I knew it.
I'm not saying you're crazy.
Well,
I'm saying that you've had some kind of event that has affected you that you would want to disregard the safety of children. Like,
ma'am,
I heard the one-year-old comment leaving it in the house. If you do that, that's child abuse and child neglect, and you go to jail.
Well, when you're left with a choice between leaving a one-year-old alone in a house and $500,000 out of a trust fund, I don't know. I can tell you this. I was brought on this program tonight to promote my business, my store, and to talk about the deals we have for Halloween, and now you're telling me I need to go to a psychiatrist. That's great, Mr. Henry.
Mr. Green, you...
No, I thank you very much.
Mr. Green, you came on the program, sir, and brought this up.
It was family-friendly.
It's family-friendly, yeah, to you, but to some people, leaving a kid outside on a leash, leaving a kid tied to a, quote, hitching post, or leaving a stroller with 3 children in it outside because bringing that inside is going to be some sort of a magnet for men, and you don't want that in your store, you're the guy, and you brought up the fact that you knew the woman.
I knew a 19-year-old that got herself pregnant when she was 16.
All right. Anyway, Shannon, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. I think they're very thoughtful comments. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Helen in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Helen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green.
Hey.
I came on the program in good faith.
Hey,
go
Bob.
Ahead, Helen.
Bob.
How are you? Yes.
I was talking to your guest. I'm a registered nurse, and I agree with the...
I'm the guest.
I agree with the last caller. I think that he definitely needs some help. I think that he needs
to see... You can talk to me. You don't have to talk. You don't have to talk to the host. You can talk to me if you want.
Yes,
and
I am talking to you.
I don't think I need help other than here's the help I need. I need to keep these women that are looking to score a husband before Thanksgiving coming into my store. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, I raised 4 children on my own, 4 boys, and I can guarantee you that having little children with you when you go to the store for most men is a deterrent, not an attraction. And what you have mistaken of polite behavior, opening doors and helping somebody, just men being polite, they're not after the women the way you're talking about.
I've seen it, though. How are you? And isn't he cute? Blah, blah, blah. The next thing you know, they're following them around the store. They're getting things off the top shelf. And the next thing you know, you got a guy that is hooked into something that is going, he'll regret for the rest of his life.
Bob, you're projecting your feelings onto other people and other situations.
Exactly. I was going to say that. That sounds like a projection.
You know, Mr. Henry, I know you married a woman with a lot of kids, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? How'd that work out for you?
We're doing fine. Thank you very much. We're doing fine.
Well, you know, One of the things I would love before I die is one honest man. You ever heard of Diogenes? He was looking for an honest man, and he took his lamp around to all the towns looking for an honest man. I'd like to find an honest man, and I'd like to find an honest woman who will say
Bob,
the following
thing. Bob, can I ask you a question?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Helen.
This is the caller.
Helen.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
This is Helen. One of my sons that I raised by myself, he's an adult now, a grown man, and he's married, and he has two sons. And his wife works, has a very good job, and he stays at home with the kids. Now, if he was living in your neighborhood, would he be allowed to come into your store with the two children in the stroller?
You know, you think I'm crazy, don't you?
I think you need some help. I don't think you're crazy, because that's a definition.
Because you're a nurse? Because you're a nurse?
No.
You're not a doctor.
But I can tell that you need some help. You need some therapy.
I don't need it. What help do I need other than I want to keep these women out that are looking? You think it's funny, so you can't possibly take it seriously.
I just feel sorry for you, because it would be very, I think that you, if you went and talked to somebody and you worked out the issues you had with that
and what
woman
if I
that
to
stole
someone,
your money.
And what if I talk to someone that makes me so angry, I want to go and hurt people?
Well, it sounds like
I didn't think of
you're
that.
Talking about didn't children staying
I'm talking
home
to you.
And having the house burned down.
Well, what?
Ma'am, I don't know if you've ever known what it's like to have $500,000, let alone lose it. But when you give that to a woman with two kids because you saw her fumbling with a stroller, and the next thing you know, you're in the snow, she's laughing.
Well, you know, Bob, you only have yourself to blame. I think that's why the lady's laughing. There's
when you're standing in the snow with the rear end out of your pants, you come, you give me a call.
You'll be the first guy I call. 877. Thank you very much, Helen. 877-876 Phil. Rhonda on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
What does that mean?
It means.
Hi.
What are you talking about? The first guy you call.
You don't know what it's like to lose $500,000 to someone that is playing the, you know, little what do you call it? The old lady in the shoe.
Go ahead, Rhonda. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I was kind of going to repeat a little bit of what the last caller said. I was curious of what he would do if a guy showed up with three children and wanted to come in his store and shop. And what if some woman held the door open for him?
Women don't do that.
Yes, they do.
Women, no, they don't. When a man is fumbling or needs help, women will walk right by and let him fumble and stumble because...
What are you talking about?
Let me ask you something. When's the last time a woman helped you with something you were dropping? Women don't, and I'm not saying that's bad, but women don't do that. Women think that they're going to offend a man if they help him with a bag that he can't handle because he'll think he's, like, not manly.
What?
Well, my question is, so a man with five kids
right.
could walk into your store with no, and
right.
you wouldn't ask him to leave or to tie his kids up out front like dogs.
No, ma'am. No, and I don't ask anybody to tie their kids up like dogs. No, I would never ask a woman to tie her kids up like a dog, but she's going to have to keep them outside.
Tied to a hitching post?
Any way she wants to tie them. See?
It's just unbelievable. That is so discriminatory.
Oh, relax.
I'm just at loss of words.
Discriminatory? Discriminative. That's the word. And
all right. Thank you very much, Rhonda. You see, when you say you're going to tie kids up out front, you know.
No, I'm not doing it. The women can do it. The women can tie the kids up out front if they want to. I'm not going to do it. Or they can just go back to their house, and Obama can do something with this economy so that women can afford nannies or they can afford babysitters. Now, there's an idea. But if you think, Phil, that...
Well, wait. This idea of why the men are not helped, the men come into the store, you don't keep the men out, why?
Don't keep the men out. Why?
Why do you let men in?
Oh, because men don't bring kids into a store to try to hit on women. Men bring, if a man is stuck with the kids for the day, something's very wrong at that house. And by that, I mean, I don't mean that women aren't going to work. But generally, when a woman is out working and the man has the kids, it is there's something, it's different. It's just different. I can't describe it.
Well, I've seen a lot of guys with their kids at the store. I've seen fathers with three kids, four kids. I've seen it all the time.
You've seen it all the time?
All the time, yeah.
Well, it's just different.
So you don't make that guy tie those kids up outside. But I think you said if he's fumbling or stumbling or he can't carry something, women aren't going to help him anyway.
Never. You never see a woman help a guy who's struggling with bags or a box or anything. Never. I'm not going to judge that. Some people think it's because women are, at their very root, selfish. I don't believe that. I think women are very, kind. But I don't know.
But maybe they are selfish, huh?
I don't know. I mean, I if you think about the women you've known, they are pretty selfish. If you think about the women that I've known, and I know you've never met them, but, and this is my fault, but the women I've known, if I had to rely on the good graces of women that I've known, I would have been dead years ago. Years ago, I would have been dead, and not of natural causes. They probably wouldn't be able to find my body, and it wouldn't have been murder either. It would have just from like a gas explosion or some other event. If I'd have relied on the women that I know in my life, they wouldn't have found enough of me to put in a coffin.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm telling you about the nature of women.
But what are you talking about, the women you've known? They wouldn't have killed you.
No, but they would have been responsible for my death.
By way of an explosion.
Some kind of a natural gas explosion. That's what I'm thinking.
877-876-PHIL. Robert Greene started out, the conversation was about Fraser Foods keeping families together since 1990. How? He just doesn't allow women with more than two kids in a stroller inside the store. Otherwise, you got to tie them up outside on a hitching post. 877-876-PHIL. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We have Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization coming up next hour on Facebook. Facebook, yes, more problems with Facebook and parents. With me is Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. Bob, we're talking about, the economy has been bad, and we're looking at a tough Christmas for people. In the midst of all of this, your store... has a campaign keeping families together where you don't allow women in the store with more than one child in the stroller. The thinking being that that woman is in there to hook men by needing assistance.
That's correct. And I know that there are a lot of people that think it's very sexist. But again, Phil, if the choice is between $500,000 from that man's bank account and a child being left alone in an apartment for an hour, I think the choice is obvious.
A child left alone in an apartment for an hour, that could mean death. $500,000 from a man's bank account.
That could mean death, too, And if you really need to go to the store, then I would suggest you get a nanny, you get your husband to help you, or you leave the kid home because there are men out there that are going to be taken advantage of, and they'll be left. I'm talking about myself now.
A lot of this is based on your experience. I'm getting that, and I think that is skewed, if you'll pardon me for saying. Here is Patricia in Jackson, Mississippi. Patricia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to talk to your guest, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, where were you raised, Bob?
I was raised in Southern California.
Well, I'm a California native. I was raised in Northern California. I've been at least halfway across this United States, and I have never met women who wouldn't open the door for a man. I myself was raised to do that. I'm a country girl from California, and I was raised that you open the door for anybody. Do you open the door for anybody? Listen, country girl from California, there's no such thing as a country girl from being rude.
Well, you're lying about being from California.
Wait, let's not call people. Listen. Watch your language. We can't have that. Okay,
well,
Patricia.
How about this?
I know. Hold on.
If you were going through a door and you had like five packages anybody who is decent would open the door, unless you open your mouth, and then they'd probably close it on you.
Unless it's a woman. Other than that,
you're right. Sane. I open the door for men all the time, just like they open the door for me, and I tell them thank you, because they don't have to.
Well, I believe everything you said except the thank you part.
They do it because they're being considerate, and were raised considerate. If you were raised in Southern California, you must have been raised.
I think they opened the door for you. I think they opened the door for you because they're frightened that if they don't, you'll use some four-letter word on them.
Oh, bull. Bull crap.
You just said a dirty word.
You were raised by aliens because not even
I was probably eight.
Raise their young like that.
You talk like a Southerner. I was probably eight by what?
She said rape.
Yeah, I don't understand her.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
When I think about the midterm elections coming up, I feel primarily...
Right, the open fly jeans feature an ultra-relaxed fit.
We have guidelines in our athletic policy.
I hope Randy Quaid and his wife are watching right now.
I use catheters.
It sounds racist to me.
Boy, what a headache.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East.
Boy, what a headache.
Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And every night we take you through the looking glass and beyond, man. This is where most talk shows cannot go, and that's where we go. A family might sue after a Facebook picture gets one high school student suspended, and Bobby Dooley will join us this hour from the parent-teacher organization at Western Estates to talk with us about just that kind of a situation, although slightly different. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And we hope they have some really good news for you guys within the next few days. I know I've been teasing this, and I know definitely I got good news for you next week. And I might have two pieces of good news for you next week. But right now, I have to just go with the following. We're definitely going to have a good piece of news next week. And I'm almost definitely sure we'll have two pieces of good news next week. And like that. All right, 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show website is philhendryshow.com. If you go over there and get a backstage pass, you get the largest repository of archived material in the radio world. It goes back over a decade of archived material, the greatest radio show on earth. And we also have our live daily video cast, live daily webcast, our news feed, guaranteed email response from Phil. You have access to all of that and more at philhendryshow.com. Including our podcasts daily, and we're going to be starting a new video podcast as well, which it's not really a podcast. It won't be an automatic download, but it'll be a brand new on-demand feature, video rants. 877-876-PHIL. Cheerleader suspended for Facebook photo. Parents consider lawsuit. Now, this is in Middlefield, Ohio. In a moment, we'll have Bobby Dooley on from the Western Estates Homeowners Association to talk with us about, as I said, a similar situation in her particular neck of the woods. This is in Middlefield. Apparently, a young lady was seen on a photograph by the school holding a beer bottle, to be perfectly honest with you. And the beer bottle is in front of her face, and it's at a wedding, and it's scandalous, at least according to the school. Here is Bree Vargo is the young lady, 16-year-old student. She speaks to WJWTV. Last I heard, I guess that's Cincinnati. I don't know where it is. Anyway, she's talking to them about how she felt when she was told she was suspended for being photographed with a beer bottle at this wedding.
I just cried. I just bawled. Like, I didn't even know what to do. I just sat there and cried. I didn't even know what to say. Just, I don't know. I wanted to leave school. I didn't want to be there. And I was like, that's not mine. I didn't drink there. I said my parents were there. It was at my sister's wedding. They said it's in your possession. I said, that's the girls next to me. They said, well, you're suspended.
Here is Bree's mother, Susan, maintaining her daughter didn't drink the beer and the suspension is unfair.
We do not condone or allow underage drinking. We had a deputy sheriff on duty at the wedding. It was a beautiful, wonderful, joyous occasion, and now they've desecrated that with this. Everybody knows that what you put on Facebook is there for the world to see. Why would I have looked at those pictures hundreds of times after my daughter got married? Why would I allow that to be on there if I honestly thought that it was my daughter drinking?
All right, fair enough. On the line with us from the Western States Homeowners Association is Bobby Dooley. And this is, I guess you could say, I don't mean to be funny here, Ms. Dooley, but I guess it's going around a little bit.
Well, it certainly seems that there are this problem with Facebook and high schools did putting these photographs up. Yes, I'd say that we are faced with a new reality as parents, and we're going to have to get used to it. But I also totally identify with that mother. I am the same way. I feel the same way. I would never allow. I'm the mother of three boys. I'm a wife. I'm the president of our parent-teacher organization, and I am the president of our homeowners association. Why would I allow something filthy, something demeaning, something degenerate that depicts my own sons and my husband in a scene of depravity? Why would I want that? And
Well, let me ask you this, Ms. Dooley. With all due respect, and I know you, Bobby, and I know that you are a woman who is sincere when she says that, but with for somebody that may not know you, when you say, why would I allow a photograph of my child onto Facebook if it is degenerate, and in this case you mentioned your husband, we'll get into that. Well, what if somebody said, I don't know you?
Well, if someone says they don't know me, we have our own home. We are an upper middle class family. My husband makes an upper class salary. We can afford to put our children in private school. We put them in public school to support our local public school. We have been a part of a great many fundraisers for a variety of charities in our area. We put on four fashion shows a year. I don't really know what it is you're asking.
When someone says, you know, why would I? I'm a mother. There's a lot of mothers. So, and I like I said, I have no reason to doubt your sincerity. But I'm just, how would anybody who doesn't know you?
Well, anyone that doesn't know me, when I say that I would never allow my children to put something degenerate, depicting anything degenerate on Facebook. All you have to do is to look at me, look at my life, look at... When you say, how do they know?
Well, all right, so they're looking at you. You have your own home.
I have my own home. I am considered to be one of the leaders of our community. And I am probably one of the best dressed. And my home is one of the best appointed. It's a little embarrassing talking.
All right. I mean, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Yeah.
But I think it's a fair question because we all want to think the best of ourselves, and certainly our families want to think the best of us, and we do, and we endeavor. But I wonder sometimes when someone says, you know, I would never do that. Well, how do we know? Can you describe, Bobby, the photograph that's in question on Facebook, and this was on your son Seth's site?
Yeah. This was on Seth's site, and I think he shared it over to my husband Steve, has a Facebook page as well for his landscaping company. And Steve and I are both on Twitter. And it was a picture that was a joke. If you have heard of a website called Be Funny or Die.
Yes, I have.
Well, this was a video they were making, and they took a still from the video, and they put it on Facebook.
And the photograph had in it not only your son Seth, but your son Dylan?
Yes, my son Seth and Dylan, who are senior and junior at the high school. There was a young lady named Brianna Sweet, who is Seth's girlfriend, and my husband Steve. And it was for Be Funny or Die.
And, all right, but you're going to have to tell people what was in the photograph.
Well, what was in the photograph? Remember, this was a joke video. And my husband is in it, and my boys are in it.
And, all right, but show, Brianna is what?
She is, they're pretending that she's tied up, and she's face down on a bed. and it's very funny. The school saw this, and they talked to Seth, and they wanted to talk to my husband. And I said to them, the very same thing I'm saying to you, Phil, and I'm saying to your audience, do I really sound like the kind of woman that is going to allow her sons and her husband to photograph themselves doing something degenerate to a 17-year-old girl and put it on Facebook? Do I sound like that kind of a woman?
Bobby, I don't think you do. But again, the school was not convinced of the explanation because the young lady was missing a particle of clothing, right?
She was face down on the bed, Phil. Let's.
I want to get all the facts out there. That's all I'm doing.
Phil, let's not. I'm asking you not to play to your audience. I'm asking you not to to try to get them to think you're the big hero.
Bobby, I'm not doing any such thing. I'm asking for the simple fact that I want all the information. That's all, because if I keep that out, if I leave that out, people, oh, well, why didn't you mention she was topless? Now,
she was face down on the bed.
All right, she was face down on the bed, okay. And she was tied, or was it fake tied, I guess, huh?
Well, for a video called Be Funny or Die. So I'm imagining that she wasn't really tied to the bed, face down.
Your husband's in the picture with a can of beer. Am I right about that?
Again, I want you to resist the temptation to try to look like a big shot to your audience and try to look like Bill Moyers or Dan Rather. And
Ms. Dooley, I'm not trying to do that at all. Can I just ask a question?
Do you have the photograph in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Then why are you asking me?
All right, your husband is holding a beer can. Your one son, I don't know that Seth, has his shirt off, and he looks like he's putting one knee on the bed. The other, your husband and other son, are looking at the camera laughing. Okay?
Yeah.
And the other son...
And that'll be the second time you've mentioned my other son. What's he doing? Does he look like he's ready to assault her?
It looks to me as if he's... No, I won't use that word. I won't use that word.
Do you know the website Be Funny or Die? You know, I think it's interesting because I've looked you up on IMDb. Weren't you in a movie with Will Ferrell?
I had a part in a movie. My part got cut out. It was a Will Ferrell movie, yeah.
But you know Will Ferrell?
I've met Mr. Ferrell a couple of times, yes.
Then you know about Be Funny or Die, right?
Ms. Dooley, I know all about Be Funny or Die. I'm asking a question from the standpoint of the school, okay?
Am I the kind of woman that would have a son photograph himself assaulting a girl being tied to a bed?
If you tell me it was on Be Funny or Die, then I believe you.
Because I am getting the feeling that you are looking to be a big shot here.
No, I'm not trying to be a big shot. What I'm trying to do is get all the facts out so that when I'm able to do that, people will say, wow, Bobby's not hiding anything.
I'm not hiding a thing.
All right, and that's why I'm getting... And they'll say, okay, I've heard everything. And she's not holding back.
Well, okay, so now it does sound like I'm holding back because you are making it sound...
No, I'm asking you questions that you are reluctant to answer, and I don't see why. If it's on Be Funny or Die, and it is a video that they made for this comedy website, everything's good, and we'll talk about that. But right now the school wants to talk to your husband.
Well, that's not going to happen, Phil.
Why not?
Bob... Let me say this. We are, both of us, officers on our homeowners association board. We are officers on the parent-teacher organization. Steve and I both work very hard. Ron Lindley, who is the president of the school board, has a personal vendetta against me, and I'm sure he'd like nothing better than to fabricate evidence against my husband. I would say this to Mr. Lindley. Don't put your hands too close to the fire because someone just might close the grate on them.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Facebook photographs. And when is it the school's business? And when is it simply a young person with the rights of the First Amendment putting something on their, you know, page? In this case, Ms. Dooley's sons have a picture on their web page, their Facebook page, of themselves and their father, and their father's holding a bottle of beer while a girl is tied down on a bed. Now, this is a video for Be Funny or Die that they're producing, so it's obviously a joke. But the school wants to talk to the sons, and the school wants to talk to the father, and they're resisting. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Be Funny or Die.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I've got Bobby Dooley on the line. Your husband, Steve, is usually with us. He's not here?
No, he's not here, Phil. I think your questions are very interesting. You want to talk to my husband. Usually you don't want to talk to him.
Well, Ms. Dooley, all I'm saying is your boys put a picture on their Facebook page. It's of your husband, your two sons, and a girl named Brianna who's tied to the bed face down. She is claiming that she was intoxicated and doesn't remember. The parents believe that maybe this was forcible.
There was absolutely nothing forcible, and I will tell you this, that the Sweets are looking at a lawsuit. My sons were making a video. Am I the kind of woman that is going to let my son and my husband photograph themselves drinking beer while a girl is tied face down in a bed with no top on because they forced her into that or they're making a video for Be Funny? I think it is far more believable.
All right, Be Funny or Die, the website?
Yes.
And let's just say that Be Funny or Die didn't commission it. Everybody volunteers their stuff.
Oh, I see. So you want to make sure that you protect the website, too. But my sons are rapists.
I haven't called them anything. I'm just saying that Be Funny or Die is something that people submit to voluntarily.
I guess. But I'm not really interested in Be Funny or Die. I'm interested in my husband and son being accused of...
Your husband won't go in and talk, huh?
So what do you mean, go in and talk? My husband is a very busy man.
To the school. Doesn't the school want to know?
The school is run by a man who has, in the parlance of the day, a blank on for my husband. And the school is run by Bob Lundley, who has a variety of psychological problems, not the least of which have been brought on by the fact that he walks on a prosthetic leg. And it wasn't a war wound. It was a railroad accident because he was drunk.
I don't really want to know about the school board president. I just want to know about this picture. Your husband and your son say was voluntary. It was for humor. This girl's parents say that she might have been forced. The school would like to talk to your husband, and your husband won't go in and talk.
My husband would be happy to go in and talk, but let me tell you something. If they apply the kind of pressure that you're applying to me right now, you know, it would be very difficult for me to vote to retain some of those people on the school board after this event.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jenny in Houston, Texas, listening on KPRC. Go ahead, Jenny. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Hey, Phil. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a very, very hard time believing mm-hmm. as a parent that mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. at any point in time
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you would even have
mm-hmm.
any
mm-hmm.
yeah, cute. That I have a very hard time believing that
mm-hmm.
any point in time as a parent mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. would allow such things going mm-hmm. on in your home. That makes me fear everything. Being such an upstanding member of the PTO and your homeowners association, which, by the way, holds mm-hmm. no weight with me, that you would allow something to happen in your home or anywhere, that your husband, being a parent, would have anything to do with any kind of situation at all.
It was a comedy
video. I'm sorry, but
making.
I'm speaking here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm speaking here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I would. I have a very hard time believing that you have no idea what would happen.
Well, I don't mistrust my husband as you may mistrust yours.
Yeah,
my husband and my son. My husband and your son drink beer together and tie up girls. That's cute. My husband was drinking the beer.
I'm sorry.
My husband was.
You may be very progressive, very liberal, and very cute.
No,
and
I'm not liberal.
The greatest thing to walk the earth. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe
was
you're
I
jealous.
Speaking here?
Maybe you're jealous.
Was
maybe
I speaking
jealous.
Here?
Maybe.
Do you want to have another
I think you're being jealous
you
here.
Like
I think you're
being your husband.
Well, I think you're being jealous here. Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I don't think you're. You are jealous. You're jealous of the fact that my husband's successful. We have a beautiful home, and people don't like that.
Absolutely.
And so
that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Houston, I have a beautiful home. I have a beautiful daughter. I have a beautiful husband. And speaking of
a beautiful
my
husband, what's that mean?
I will say that.
Wow.
Trust me, children will say what they want to say. And so when it comes down to...
Oh, so you know. So you're an expert?
Or who's not guilty.
You're an expert. Mm-hmm. You're an expert on that.
All right, ladies, I think we have to break. I appreciate very much, Jenny, your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Hendry Show.
Mm-hmm.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Because of that.
I understand that. 877-876-PHIL with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, the Western Estate School Board wants to speak to your son and your husband about a photograph that appeared on a Facebook page that is, I believe, is in the name of your son, Seth. And in that picture, your son, Seth, and Dylan... and your husband, who's holding a beer, all three of these guys have their shirts off, and there's a girl tied to a bed face down. Now, I understand that this was a comedy video that they were making for Be Funny or Die. The girl's parents say that she said she doesn't remember.
Well, you know something, I'm sorry she doesn't remember, and that's very convenient. So that she doesn't remember, my boys remember it, and they tell the truth, and they are looked at as liars. She doesn't remember, and everyone wants to believe her. Am I the kind of woman? I am the president of, even if that woman is not impressed, that's because she probably couldn't get elected the president of her homeowners association if she went out and paid the voters before to vote for her. But I can tell you that I am the kind of woman. Our home, Phil, is one of the most beautifully appointed in the valley. My husband drives a Dodge Ram 1500 extended cab. We have our own business. We have a Lexus LS, a Cadillac Escalade. I don't know what you're asking me.
Well, all of these things are nice, but the...
I am not the kind of woman that is going to let her boys stick a picture on Facebook with my husband grinning from ear to ear with a beer, believe me.
Seeing your husband with the beer, that doesn't bother you?
If he had nothing to do with touching that girl, no, it doesn't bother me. If he did, there is not a punishment the state of California could think of that is even close to what I would do to him.
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
And I mean that, Mr. Henry.
All right, I believe you. 877-876-PHIL. Bobby Dooley on the line with us. Here is Melissa in San Antonio. Melissa, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
I'm fine. First of all, I don't see
what
the humor was in kind of a situation. That's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's sick. And personally,
well,
I think it was part of the video.
It was part of it.
Well,
see, she was going to be Laura Bush. It was a caricature. I don't know what you call it, a satire.
But the
a satire,
matter,
okay.
The subject matter is sick, and as far as I'm concerned, the police should be involved. The girl is underage.
I beg your pardon, the police?
Oh, yes, ma'am, the girl's underage.
Am I the kind of... She's in a... And children don't take pictures of each other? Hardly.
You don't
What crime was...
You don't tie a young girl up. You don't take her top off. You don't tie her to a bed.
The police
definitely should be involved. The police should be involved in this matter.
No, they shouldn't. No, they should not. No, they should not. And I really hope that if police are listening, you sound, excuse me for saying this, you really sound like a busybody, aren't you?
Oh, no, ma'am. I have 6 children, 3 boys and 3 girls. And if someone did something like this, did something like this to my daughter, believe me, the police would be involved.
Well, do you stick your nose in other people's business?
Well, I think you've asked her that, Ms. Dooley, and it's a kind of a rude question. The woman's entitled to her opinion. And let me ask you this. You say she was fake tied down.
Yes.
All right. She might have been fake. She wasn't really tied down.
No.
What was her top doing off?
You couldn't see anything because she was face down. So the boys are covered there. She wasn't tied up for real, so they're covered there. The boys weren't drinking beer, just my husband, so they're covered there. So there was no crime committed. I think, if you want my honest opinion, I think it's this girl's family, this sweet family. I think they're looking for a payday. They're looking for a payday, and because my husband and I have money, it looks like a pretty easy payday. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen.
Okay, Melissa, or rather, Melinda. Thank you for your call, though. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on here to Julie in Boston. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Julie, go ahead.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good.
Good morning. I just wanted to just say, you know, this is really a lesson for a lot of people to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of good and a couple of bad things that come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
We just sat in a middle school seminar just about 2 weeks ago, and it was about teaching your kids what to do and what not to do online. And they said one of the things you should really teach your children is that anything that they do online could come back and haunt them later on in life. And
well, that's the truth.
These are the kind of things that could completely ruin your boy's future, and it was all fun and games, and as well as your husband and his future. And
If they haven't done anything wrong, why would it ruin them?
Because to a college or to a future job, that could definitely look wrong. That's the first thing. And I will say one thing about Facebook that I have a real problem with, and this actually happened to a gal that I'm good friends with, is that this girl, Susan, who we all went to school with over 30 years ago, had pictures of everybody at a party having a good time smoking marijuana. This girl was able to put these pictures on Facebook and tag people's names without any notification from Facebook coming to them saying, is it okay for this photo to be put on Facebook?
Exactly.
And I think that...
Exactly. I really agree with that.
And I think that that should have come to the gal Michelle... And it should have said, are you okay with this picture being tagged? And I think that that's a major negative that Facebook has. But, I also have to say, Ms. Dooley, that unfortunately, your husband being in that position, whether it was a joke or not, was a really stupid place for him to be. And
Wait a minute. We were having such a nice conversation, and now you're calling my husband stupid?
You know what?
If you lose everything civilly,
I guess you'll be very upset with him.
Yep. Well, I don't know where he went wrong.
You know where I went wrong? I wasn't on your side completely. And you know what? That's part of life. You make mistakes, and you live with your mistakes.
You and I were having a good conversation, and then you made a big mistake. You called my husband stupid.
No, your husband is probably very smart and successful, but doesn't have any common sense.
Mm-hmm. You made a big mistake. You made a big mistake.
No, your husband did.
Wait. What do you mean she made a big mistake?
Your husband
We were having a pleasant conversation, and then she called Steve stupid.
I have a daughter who's...
I think what Julie's doing, yeah, I'm sorry, Julie, I think you're being very honest with her. I think Julie said, I think what she was very smart when she said that Facebook is a big fat trap for a lot of people who aren't thinking, and that's very true, and you have to be thinking. And I think in an instance, your husband wasn't thinking.
Well, I don't know. I got a problem with people that call me stupid.
You weren't called stupid.
Well...
Anyway, Julie, you were going to say?
I said that your husband did a stupid thing. He wasn't thinking, and he put himself in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it could cost you quite more than you imagine. And I hope it doesn't.
Well, I appreciate that. But when you were agreeing with... I agreed with you, remember?
But that doesn't mean I'm going to agree with everything you say.
I agreed with you, and then you turn around and you stick it in my back. I don't understand
It doesn't make any difference. No, she said that your husband should have been smarter, and I agree with her. What is Steve doing there grinning ear to ear with a beer with an underage girl with no top on laying on a bed? I don't care if it was for a comedy video.
Mr. Henry, I would remind you that I am not the kind of woman who is spoken to like that.
All right, okay, hold the line. Thank you very, very much for your call, ma'am. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Buffalo, New York, WWKB, and Betty. Hi, Betty. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a comment. My son is 15 years old. He's in high school. And if he would ever pull a son like this, and my husband included, there would be a lot of issues. There's nothing funny about tying up or... Are you serious? Did you just burp in the phone?
But do you mind, Ms. Dooley?
I apologize.
Okay.
Do you mind?
Well, you know, you're saying
we're in the middle
you
of
have so much money and that you're so rich and your husband has such a great job and you have these wonderful kids, but you have absolutely zero class. It does not matter how much
Excuse me, I had a Diet Coke.
It does not matter. Your children took a photo of a girl tied down, face down. How would you feel if that was your daughter? Would that make you happy?
I'd have a good laugh with the kids.
Did you stand there and watch while they did it? Did you enjoy yourself? Was it funny?
If I knew what it was for.
Obviously, he has some psychological issues that you guys probably should get addressed.
You know something? They were going to put it on Be Funny or Die. It was a comedy video.
Why are your kids even looking at a site that's called that? Why are your children looking at sites that are called that? My children do. Be Funny or Die. Be Funny or Die. You want your child to look at some website called Be... If my kid came to me and said,
"Don't you think that in life that's the way?"
I'm going to look at a website called Be Funny or Die. He is not getting on a computer.
Can I ask you a question? Don't you think in life that should be the challenge? Either you're funny, if that's your job, or you die. What is wrong with sending that message? If your job is to be
funny,
a comedian.
But there's nothing funny about tying up an underage girl face down topless on a bed. If my husband ever did that, I'd be driving him to the station myself.
It was a satire. She was Rosalind Carter in this video. It was a satire. Okay.
Yeah, but the girl doesn't remember, Bobby.
You know, Phil, every time I make a point with a caller, you butt in and make them hostile to me.
I feel really sorry for you. I really do. I am sad for you.
Am I the kind of woman as
what you're claiming to be, I feel very sorry for you that you are getting put through this with your husband and your children. But I would not be standing next to my husband saying it's okay for what you just did. No way would I ever. I have a 15-year-old son who does not even have a Facebook. I refuse to allow that in my home. I have an 11-year-old little girl, and if somebody would ever do that to her, God bless them. God bless them.
Well, look, do you allow toys in your home? I just want to see what the limit is with you. Are there toys? Do you have Christmas? My God. These boys had a camera. You know what a teenage boy is. He's excitable. They're goofy. They do goofy things.
All right. Teenage boys are goofy. That's one thing. A father standing there with a beer while they're doing it, that's a whole other ball game. A father, not a mother.
Well, what's the difference?
Fathers can stop that kind of behavior if they say, oh, no, wait a minute. This is not right. You guys. But he stood there with a beer. The girl's there.
She's playing Rosalind Carter. And we're Republicans. Okay? Is that the criminal act I committed? That I'm a Republican and we're making fun of the Carters?
No, that's got nothing to do with it. A girl's got a top off, laying face down. Even if it's a joke, this girl said something that has got everybody in trouble. She said, I don't remember. She was given beer, okay?
Oh, she was given beer. I'm sure it was forced down her throat. Now, Steve and I have a policy. If you're going to drink, drink here. All right?
You allow your children to drink?
I beg your pardon?
Did you seriously burp again? Do you allow your children to drink?
I had a Diet Pepsi because my stomach's upset.
I would appreciate if you wouldn't belch right into the phone, Ms. Dooley.
It's very, very rude.
I apologize.
Thank you.
I apologize. What was your question?
Did you say that you allowed your children to drink?
They're going to drink. And I told them, if you drink, you might as well drink here.
Why would you aid them in something like that?
And this girl.
Did your sons and this girl got hammered at your house?
Oh, got hammered? Is that the word that you use, Mr. Henry?
Was the girl drinking at your house?
She had a tall boy.
Why would you allow a child to drink? Like, you are kidding me. Like,
because
honestly, if
you're aware of the studies in France, alcohol cuts down on heart disease, thrombosis, etc. They drink wine in France. It is against the law. Whether it's illegal, they drink wine in France or not.
This is another person's daughter, and you're giving her booze.
So this hour is exactly how I knew it would go. You want to be the big hero to your listeners, Mr. Henry, so you're sucking
because
up to Betty.
Because you're trying to justify and make a joke out of a girl getting tied up to a bed and feeding her alcohol. And there's no justification in that at all. And you claim to be such a high-up person. And you claim to be such a great with Alexis and a big home, and it does not matter what you have. It's about morality, and you have absolutely zero of it. And obviously your husband has zero of it, too.
My husband
It is unethical, and there's
land.
Absolutely no morals. And, sweetheart, you
my
need to go
owns his own
open
business.
Up your Bible and start reading it from top to bottom.
I knew it.
Yes,
it was about the Bible. I knew it. I knew this was going to go Bible.
Yes, you
I knew
do.
It was
because
going Bible.
Because you're trying to justify.
You know, I knew you were a Bible. When I heard you wouldn't allow your children to have Facebook, when I heard you wouldn't allow your boys to have Facebook, I knew you were a Bible banger from way back.
All right, let's not start insulting. Let's not insult people, okay?
I do not go to church at all. I believe in God, and I read my Bible. But I don't go to church at all.
Oh, you're weird, aren't you?
I'm also 31 years old with a 15-year-old son. So talk to me about morality.
There you go.
My child would never do that.
I bet you I can talk to you about being tied up to a bed.
Okay.
Well, now we know, don't we? Now we know why Betty is so judgmental because you got tied to a bed.
That little girl who was drunk ended up pregnant. Maybe it's your husband's baby. That would really
Who fathered your child? Your father?
All right. That is all.
Yeah,
oh, my
right.
God. Absolutely
that's
no class.
Right. No, absolutely no class. You're telling me about morality. You're telling me about morality.
Yes,
and
I
you
am.
Pushed one out at, and you pushed one out at 16.
At 16 years old, yes.
Really?
And I'm a great mother.
Yeah.
I went to college.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Yeah,
I went to college, and I have my
you're
own business.
You're a busybody.
My
and now you tell everybody how to live, don't you?
Physical therapy, thank you very much. And he
your husband's a what?
We live in a, huh? A doctor
your husband did what to you?
Shut up. If you would shut up, you'd hear me.
Well, what's to listen to? You went out, you got knocked up at 16, and now you're telling everybody how to live.
No, I'm not telling anybody how to live. I'm talking about
yeah,
what
you're telling me.
All right, look, I think that
your husband is immoral. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do you have pictures of that of yourself?
Excuse me?
Okay, all right, that's fine. 877-876-PHIL. What I would say, Ms. Dooley, and I think I gave you the benefit of the doubt there in talking to that lady, is that because you happen to have people that are detracting here doesn't mean you have to belch into the phone three times.
I had Szechuan chicken. God
almighty. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, Ms. Dooley. You know, we got a couple of calls we want to go to here. My question for you, you are looking at a situation here. You've been making your case, but your husband and your son have both been requested by the school board to come in and talk about this. Not by the police, by the school board.
That's correct, and we're not going to do it.
And let me ask you why not. If they're concerned, if the parents are concerned...
Because this happens to be, first of all, Phil, this is a very extremely busy time for our community. We have just had our most successful fall-tacular in the history of Western Estates Homeowners Association. We raised almost $500,000. And we are completing a project in the Bougainvillea phase, which is the newer phase of larger homes to the north that my husband is the landscape contractor for. And you know what? We have a life. And I've explained it. And
well, you haven't explained it to the satisfaction of the girl's parents.
And I don't have to explain to who? To the girl's parents. Two people that are looking for a payday.
Well, all right. You know, by blowing these people off, you're going to make it worse. You know that. I mean, if they do sue you, then you are in that situation of, do I give somebody an easy payday?
What are they going to sue me for? You know what? Steve will go in and talk to them, yes. And I have never been the kind of woman that would ever...
All right, Ms. Dooley, I know that you are emotional.
I have never been the kind of woman that would allow my children to be involved. Look at me. Look at how I dress. I told you that my husband drives a Dodge Extended Cab. I told you that I drive a Cadillac Escalade. I told you that we drive a Lexus LS. I told you. And you know something? Parents are supposed to interact with their children and spend time with them. My husband does that, and he's going to prison.
Oh, now we don't have any time for our caller.
Well, let me just say hi to the person, if I could, because that would be... Hi, is it Sarah? Sarah?
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi,
I'm
yeah.
Bobby.
I just wanna...
Yeah, I can't talk to you. It's all over. Bye.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
You know, I've never asked President Obama for his endorsement. And what's going on?
We do not condone or allow underage drinking. We had
Would he be scared of my 14-year-old daughter who might wear a hair cover?
It's not set up.
You have been tweeting me.
Boy, what a headache.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night here, we go through the looking glass. Sure, why not? We go places other talk shows can't go, and we do it with a big, fat smile on our face. The Parents Television Council gets a lot of ink, but actually they don't do anything, and we're going to... We told you when we first heard of this group. It's a very important thing. It's a good service that we provide, and that is, oh, here's a parent group that wants to warn you about bad television. Actually, these probably aren't parents at all, and they probably don't represent a lot of people like themselves, and they're probably selecting a name like the Parents Television Council because it sounds official, and they're just, oh. A new app helps parents avoid sex offenders on Halloween. Well, we'll talk about that. And an Obama anti-foreclosure program has bombed. And what a fraud that was. What an unbelievable fraud. And before you jump all on Obama's ass about it, and, you know, we should, don't be so ready to give the banks a pass. What's the story here? Do we want to be smart?
Yeah, well, I mean, Obama, the one that came up with the idea, the bank didn't come up with that idea.
Obama came up with the idea, and if it wasn't a workable idea, then the banks can go back and say, let's refine this, Mr. President, because we really want to help you make this a success. And the banks we know have really been, you know, there's a lot of bad blood out there and bad image and bad ink for the banks, and we really need to get ourselves rehabilitated. So we'll work with Washington. We've taken a hell of a lot of money, and we know a lot of that money, that TARP money, was targeted for this mortgage modification program. So what can we do to make this better. No, they didn't do that. What did the banks do? Well, what they did was this. They said, oh, we got a what? We got a loan modify? Oh, okay. So you people that work for Bank of America, you people that work for Chase, and you know who you are, what you people did was you got surly and angry that you had to actually do something for someone because, yes, you took TARP money, but isn't that what was supposed to happen? I mean, you guys, you rolled the dice, and it came up snake eyes, and you almost pushed the entire economic life of the world into the abyss. But that's the way the ball game's played sometimes. Now, when it comes to some slob getting kicked out of his house, why should you give him a break? So we gave you all this money. And what happened after that was you decided that you were going to play it real hardball. And I know all about this program. You don't have to. And some people are you know, they're so misinformed, man.
Yeah, but these are deadbeats that don't pay any money or anything.
You don't know. They're not all deadbeats, man. These are people that were making their payments. And the economy and the loss of jobs and the loss of income brought on in large part by the mismanagement of the financial sector. No, it doesn't. Don't give me this. It's all about Washington. If you think it's all about Washington, you go ahead. Keep thinking that. Keep being dumb. Go ahead. Keep thinking it's all about Washington. Keep on thinking that because you can think that the sky's green if you want.
Why are you talking about the sky being green and everything? They're the ones that Washington did it because of the taxes and stuff.
You know, but the more you talk, the less you know. You don't make any sense at all.
You don't, man.
What do you mean? You're saying Obama didn't do nothing wrong.
I ain't saying Obama didn't do nothing wrong. I ain't saying Bush didn't do anything wrong. But I'm telling you, there's other stuff you got to look at, man. Yeah, I love these people that say, I believe what I believe and I will not be moved. Okay, fine. And you believe the sky's green and you will not be. What do you think of a guy that says the sky is green and I will not? No one can change my mind.
He's an idiot.
He's a proud idiot. He's a proud idiot. And by God, he'll go to his death. The sky is green and no one is going to change me. I've lived a long time. I've lived a long time and I've been through an awful lot. And by God, I'm here to tell you all that the sky is green. And I will not be moved.
Well, you got to respect that.
No, I don't have to respect that at all. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do, because at least he believes in what he believes in.
No, I don't respect that at all. No. No.
Why not? I mean, a man believes in what he believes.
I don't care if he believes in what he believes. What's that supposed to mean?
Because he believes in it.
Who cares if he believes in it? The sky's green. I got to respect that. I don't respect an idiot, bud. I don't respect idiots. I don't care how firmly entrenched in their, quote, truth they are. If he's an idiot, he's an idiot. And all he does is slow down the progress of the world. So these cats that are all just... Now, I'm here to tell you something. These creeps in the financial sector... Yeah, sure, you can think what you want about Obama. He's the worst thing since, you know, he's the worst thing since cancer. Okay, fine, great. We get that out of the way? Does everybody feel better? Great. Obama sucks. I agree. He sucks. Great. Now let's move on to the meat and potatoes. Let's quit fooling around. Because the more you start yakking about Obama, the more I'm convinced that most of these people watch cartoons. Because Obama, when you lean on Obama, what you're leaning on basically is you're saying the cartoons are lousy on his channel. Let's get to the news, man. Yeah, Obama did this and Obama did fine, great, good, fine. Obama sucks. Okay? Now let's get down to it. The financial sector, whatever you want to call it, whether it's Wall Street, the banks, I don't care, had as much, if not as a bigger hand in the decimation of the American economy as any politician in Washington. If you don't believe that, I'm telling you, you're living in fairyland, man. You're just, you know.
Then I'm going to live in fairyland. Because I think that given the, let the private sector be, and the private sector will do, like what Reagan said and everything.
What about that?
What about what? What he said?
Well, yeah, Reagan said, you let the private sector reign.
You let the private sector reign, huh? You let the private sector reign, you got acid rain, man. You let the private sector reign, you got 12-hour work days, you got child labor. That's the private sector. I ain't saying the private sector ain't good, but I'm saying that the private sector once had child labor, 12-hour workdays, unsafe working conditions, and the private sector wouldn't do anything about it until the government stepped in and told them to do something about it. You think we got a OSHA standards because the private sector decided one day, oh, gee, I think it's really unsafe in here with all this asbestos and these cemented up doors and women and children working 15-hour days. I think we'll clean everything up. No.
Well, what are you talking about? What, did the government didn't do it?
No, you know what it took, Bud? It took a fire in a factory in New York killing I don't know how many hundreds of women before they finally got serious about OSHA, occupational standards. It took kids sick with typhoid, working 15-hour days, and enterprising reporters who went down into some of these ghettos and slums of New York to look at the conditions that people were living in to alert the American public. We've got child labor that's going on. This can't happen, man. It took, unfortunately, this is where the private sector reigns. When the private sector decides, well, it's got no interest in the welfare of people. Look, I'm in the private sector, right?
Yeah, you own a business.
I own a business. I care about my workers. I mean, I care about the people that work for me, but I ain't running no welfare over here, man. I ain't, I'm doing what I'm doing. I can only do what I can only do. And I am not going to cut into my profit margin to start, what do you want me to do? Go out and buy some baby bassinets and,
nobody got a baby.
Even if they don't have a baby, but if they did, I ain't going to do that. Now, if I make enough money, I'm probably using the wrong guy as an example, because I would. If I made enough money with this company, I'd do all kinds of things to make the life of people who work for me better. But I don't make that kind of bread yet. But the fact of the matter is, getting back to what we were saying, this mortgage modification program, or the HAMP, the Home Affordable Modification Program, and I'm quoting directly a friend of mine that works for a major bank. I will not name the bank. But he works for a major bank, and he, guess what he does?
Yeah, setting up a loan modification.
That's right. My friend is in the loan modification department. You know what he called it? A fraud. A fraud. A fraud being perpetrated by the banks, by the slobs that run the banks, by slobs that were happy to take the money from TARP. We're happy to take all that money. We're very happy to, that'll grease the wheels just fine. We'll start lending the money. You know how long it took them to do that? Oh, they're very happy to do that. And when it comes time to turn around and deal with a homeowner that's scared to death they're going to lose their home, some of these people have gone into their savings to try to make the payments because they think on the other end there's going to be relief, and there isn't. You understand? In other words, you go into a home loan modification, these people go into their savings feeling, well, good, I'm in the home loan modification program. Okay, so let's dip into our savings. Let's make our payments to show good faith, because they have been making, we're talking, folks, about people that are making their payments. But they just can't do it anymore. But they decide, well, I'm in home loan modification, there will be relief, so let's keep making the payments. And there isn't any. There isn't any. They're lied to. And when I say lied to, I'm telling you they're lied to directly by the banks. Obama doesn't get on the phone and go, hi, I want to give you, no, on second thought. No, it's some jackass at the bank. They're being lied to. They're being told they'll be called back and they're not. They're being told they're going to have a representative and they don't. They leave 4, 5, 6, 7 phone messages, 4, 5, 6 emails. Bank of America, Chase, you name it. Name any bank you want. Those are the two biggies. And these thieves who took that TARP money gladly after they mishandled mortgages and I think they're in the financial business. I could be wrong. And the business that they're in that they get paid to have some expertise in, they handled it so badly the world's economy was pushed to the precipice. And these very same people now say, on second thought, we ain't going to modify nothing. We're taking your house back. Rude as hell on the phone. I mean, I've heard the stories, folks. No, my house is not. Thank God Phil Hendry's home is fine. You know why? Because I'm lucky. I'm a lucky man. I can afford to pay my mortgage. And I don't consider myself better than anybody else. I have been fortunate that the worst of this thing hasn't touched me. But I know a lot of people, good, hardworking people, and they're being affected by this. They're being lied to by the big banks. They're being treated with absolute boorishness by these loan modification people. I mean, it is a disgrace. And the best thing that I could hope for would be the following thing. I hope Bank of America and Chase and whoever else, I hope you guys go out of business. Honest to God. I hope somehow, some way, we find another way to do business in this country. Having said what I've just said, and you'll notice, I don't know who my sponsor, you know, maybe they're a sponsor. I don't know. But I'm telling you honestly, it's a disgrace.
Yeah, but I bet you your loan's with B of A.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. So you just said what you did say, and you said B of A.
That's right. That's what I did, bud.
Wow. You ain't afraid they're going to, like, take your house away?
Take my house away? What are they going to take? They're going to take my house away because I talk bad about them? Is that what they're going to do? I got my mortgage through Bank. Let me tell you something, my man. I put 5 mortgages through Bank of America. 5! 5! I do business through Bank of America. My merchant accounts are with Bank of America. My retirement's with Bank of America.
Well, yeah, well, they could do stuff with it.
They wouldn't dare do stuff with it. If anybody's got a right to talk about it, I do. That's right, B of A. I got my retirement, my merchant business, I got my checking, I got my mortgage. I got a lot of stuff through you guys, so you better believe I got a right to talk about a few things. I don't like the way you've been treating people. And if you want to continue to have me as a customer.
Man, what if they say, okay, they can't take their house or nothing, though.
What are they going to take how are they going to do that?
Because you talk bad.
There's nothing in the, what are you, out of your mind, man?
They can't do that.
They're going to take my house back because I talk bad about them.
Yeah, but you don't know, man.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. Well, I don't know. You're right, man. Maybe somebody, you know, in the middle of the night, someone will come and get me. The LA Times tries to answer the age-old question, are Bert and Ernie more than just friends? Are they gay? And the LA Times decides, yes, they are. And is this really a news story? And who's the LA Times to decide those things? And why? Why are we worried about that? And all kinds of stuff. Plus, a new app tells parents where the local sex offenders are for Halloween. PhilHenryShow.com is our website. Go to our website. Go, 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 go. Go now. Go, go.
Phil Hendry.
You're going to get in trouble.
Ooh. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And now, it's Iron Swine.
Yeah, Iron Swine on the Phil Hendry Show.
Today on Iron Swine, Bank of America is going to kick Phil Hendry out of his house because he talked bad.
Yeah, Phil Hendry was on his show, and he said bad thing about him, and Bank of America called him.
Hello, Iron Swine. Oh, Phil Hendry, okay.
And then Iron Swine go to Phil Hendry's house. Who is it?
Yeah, it's Iron Swine.
One moment, please. Yeah, what do you want?
I gotta kick you out. You said Bank of America, they stink and everything, so you're kicked out. Ah! Iron Swine, kicked him out and everything. Brought to you by Chase.
Brought to you by Chase.
I like that touch.
It's a really nice touch. Okay, so Iron Swine had me kicked out, huh?
Yeah. They're going to hire Iron Swine to kick you out.
You know what I like to think? I like to think the following, man. If you're in the news, you know, if you're in the news as a financial institution like Bank of America, that you can take it. You can take the criticism. You can man up and take the criticism, you know. I I do a lot of business with Bank of America, and I think the time has come that they, that they've got to start to face a little bit of the music here, man. And as Steve Dooley and Jeff Dowder were arguing on Twitter the other night when they said, what if you have to face the music and the music is in the mirror and it's the 1812 Overture? Then what?
What?
I didn't get it either. All right, 877-876-PHIL. If you have children, you'll be hauling around the neighborhoods on Sunday gathering sweets. It's almost impossible to know where the sexual offenders may be lurking. No, it isn't. I'm reading from the story, but the question, it's no, it's not that. However, The guy that made this phone app for your iPhone or your Android would like you to think it's really hard. That way he can get you to shell out $2 for this phone app for your iPhone or your Android, so you'll know where the sexual predators are in your neighborhood. Now, you can go online and do it and find it, and it won't cost you a dime. But IndyPosted.com, which I'm assuming is in Indianapolis, decided they'd make some money for this guy, and they'll say it's almost impossible to know where the sexual offenders may be lurking. Why did they say that?
Well, how are you supposed to know?
You can go online, man, and find out. Every state in the union has a website to access where you can find out where sexual offenders are living. They're supposed to register.
Yeah, but every state?
I don't know. Maybe it isn't every state. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes, every state. How do you like that?
Yeah, but you don't know, man. If not, where's Indianapolis?
Where's Indianapolis?
Well, where is it?
You know what? I'm not going to tell you.
That's all right. We'll look it up.
Yeah, you look it up, man. And when you find out where Indianapolis is, what state it is, tell me whether or not the sexual predators in that state must register their address, their whereabouts, and then tell me if there's a website that people can access to find out where that is. And I've got money that says, yes, they do.
Well, hold on.
I ain't holding on for nothing, man. BeenVerified.com has released a mobile app to help locate registered sex offenders in the areas, and it's only $1.99. Well, ain't that something? See, I'm not automatically impressed. Look at this. www.familywatchdog.us has a searchable database for all states for free in the United States. So kiss it on Main Street, and I'll give you a half hour to draw a crowd.
That's not fair. How'd you find that?
I didn't. Jason did. While you guys are playing thumbit with Iron Swine, he's doing his job.
What do you mean for free?
For free is what I mean for free. I don't automatically get impressed with some guy when he says, oh, yes. And, you know, you can almost hear the choir music and the organ playing. This is to help you find sexual predators. Well, that's really great. Thank you for doing that. And it's only going to cost me $2, huh? That's right, only $2. Well, you know that IMDb.com is free. Twitter is free. Facebook is free. I got all kinds of stuff for free. I got to pay $2 for your, what is that again? Your app? So that when I'm walking around with my kids on Halloween, I'm doing something I should have done earlier in the week, and found out where the sex predators are located. I really hope that by doing this segment and telling you guys what I'm telling you, it hurts their business. This stuff bothers me. Mashable.com, which can't be worth its weight either, says users can adjust the range of their search from a tenth of a mile to several. So if you decide you want to go trick-or-treating, say, in a 15-mile radius, a map mode identifies registered offenders as pins on a map or a really ghouly face or something. Anyway, while an augmented reality view shows users look through the camera lens of their smartphones to pull up addresses in any given, BeenVerified.com plans to release a search by address feature in the app's next iteration. Save your money, folks. BeenVerified.com, they ain't going to have another iteration. LA Times is investigating whether or not Bert and Ernie are queer. That's nuts.
Phil Hendry.
That's nuts.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our website, philhendryshow.com. When we are done here tonight, we will have, of course, as usual, a show log that we will put up for you. And you'll see what was up and what wasn't, man, on the show tonight, on our show log. Every night we post a show log. And tomorrow you'll be able to go under a category that says recent shows. You'll see our video cast there on demand as well as our audio on demand. And then we have an archive that goes back, the archive of the Phil Hendry Show. Brother, it goes back years and years all the way to right now at present. 1999, 98, and I think we even have something from 1996 on our website, philhendryshow.com. Are Bert and Ernie gay? Well, this has been a popular question along the lines of, well, I don't know, you know, did Beaver Cleaver get drafted and go to Vietnam? You know, did Eddie Haskell go into adult films and start doing porn? You know, goofy, stupid, not true, but nonetheless, kicked around. Well, goofy, stupid, but nonetheless kicked around? Yeah, huh? L.A. Times is now investigating it. Now, that just goes to show you how done the L.A. Times is, man. Are Bert and Ernie gay? official Sesame Street Twitter account sparks rumors with ambiguous post. See, because the Daily News says it's ambiguous, or because IndiePost.com says that it's this or it's that, folks, you're smarter right now. Everybody listening to me right now, I don't care where you are and I don't care who you are. This is how much I know about the media at present, 2010, state of the art. This is state of the art information that I'm going to give you right now. You're not going to believe me, but I'm telling you it's true. Every single person listening to me right now, you are smarter than the average news gatherer and reporter at present in the media. Smarter. You are. You're smarter than the average person that's writing news, gathering news, reporting news, editing news. That's how bad it is. I would say this, that's how smart you've gotten. How about that? Bert and Ernie, are they gay? All right, well, gee, I don't know, man. The LA Times investigated. Now, it doesn't matter that in 2002, the Sesame Workshop, threatened to sue an LA filmmaker whose film Ernest and Bertram portrayed the puppets in a volatile gay relationship ending in Ernie's suicide. They threatened to sue them. It doesn't matter that they've repeatedly said that Bert and Ernie are not straight, they're not gay, they're puppets. Sesame Workshop president and CEO Gary Nell said they don't exist below the waist. And why is that? Because they're for kids.
Well, still got to go to the bathroom.
Who?
Kids.
All right, that's going to the bathroom. That ain't having sex.
Yeah, man, don't you understand?
You know, this constant speculation as to sexuality when it comes to things having to do with children, it's really sickening. And call me square and call me old-fashioned. Do whatever you want. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I will always say it. When it comes to kids, and just as this gentleman said, this Mr. Nell, these are puppets. And so, therefore, sexuality, these are puppets intended for children. Therefore, sexuality does not enter into this at all. The LA Times investigates. You guys, I'm telling you, you got far better things to do, man, like clearing out your desks, like figuring out what part of the LA Times building they're going to blow up to put the new stadium. That's what you got to figure out. The LA Times took the post as the latest evidence in a history of clues that shows the show has dropped over the years that Bert and Ernie are more than just friends. How do you know the show's dropped clues? They said they haven't. And they're a show for kids. They're not a show for the New York Daily News. They're not a show for the LA Times. They're not a show for some jive-ass, filmmaker. Anyway, the LA Times took the post, the latest evidence, the history of clues. The show has dropped over the years that Bert and Ernie are more than just friends, reviving the nearly age-old question, are Bert and Ernie gay? The puppet duo have been best friends and roommates since the show began over 40 years ago, but curious fans have long wondered if there is more to their close relationship. Those fans, themselves sexually confused, include Kurt Anderson, who wrote a book called The Real Thing in 1980. Mr. Anderson, long asexual, said, quote, they do their jobs well and live a splendidly settled life together in an impeccably decorated cabinet. In my book, that makes them fags. No, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. He didn't say that. That's what he was basically saying, though. As proof, the Times cites Sesame Street, a history of inviting openly gay celebrity guests to the show. Oh, my God. Not that. They brought on Wanda Sykes, who tried to indoctrinate children. Neil Patrick Harris tried to turn kids queer. If that's not enough to convince you, the Times adds Sesame, a spoof of HBO's racy series True Blood, which stars gay characters and has a gay fan base as evidence of another effort to appeal to gay viewers. Now some people are wondering, is Sesame Street brought to you by the letters G-A-Y, the Times asks. The LA Times, long on the brink of going out of business, decided to come up with this article in the hopes that it would stimulate their dwindling intelligentsia readership. No, it didn't. Guys like Phil Hendry, who isn't all that bright to begin with, was able to blow this article out of the water in about 10 minutes. Reading it on his show and mocking the Times' efforts, Mr. Hendry did point out that Sesame Street has long said that Bert and Ernie are not gay, they're puppets, they're for kids, so there is no sexuality involved. But the sexually frustrated animals and idiots and reporters of the LA Times would not see it that way and must turn it into a sexploitation article so that they can milk a few lousy quarters out of some poor schmuck tomorrow as he's having coffee. So there you have it.
Yeah, but you're just saying all of that because you hate the LA Times.
No, bud, I'm not saying all of that.
Well, what do you mean, like, that the puppet, they can still have sex?
No, they can't. Are you idiots? How can a puppet... What, the point that I'm making here, and I know you guys don't want to know...
No, I'm just saying, you're saying they can't have no personality. I'm saying they can't have personality.
Personality they can have. Sex they can't have. Just as this man said, they're puppets. They're for children. Children! And so, therefore, they do not have sex. And the reason why they don't have sex is because in the world of children, there is no sex. There's just children. Okay? As much as some adults would love to introduce children to sex, some adults would love to have their children sexualized. Some adults love seeing their little girls up there at the age of 5 bumping and grinding and acting in a manner that is so unwholesome. Somebody ought to take these parents out back and beat them with a crowbar. Some parents would like to do that. Unfortunately for them, Sesame Street very clearly says they're puppets, they're for kids, there's no sexuality involved. Thank you.
Well, I don't know, but I still say that... Okay, what does it mean by mohawk?
What do you mean mohawk?
Yeah, when Bert said, I got a mohawk, but my Mr. T, but mine's more mo, his mohawk.
What about it?
Mo means homo.
Oh, is that what that means, huh?
Yeah, everybody knows.
Oh, okay. Mo means homo. Well, all right. It couldn't mean, for instance, that mine is better than Mr. T's, huh?
Yeah, but he didn't say better, man. He said mo.
So he said Mr. T's is more hawk and his is more mo, so he's saying homo.
Yeah, that's what everybody said about it, and that's why the LA Times did what they did, and you're yelling and screaming for no reason.
Well, you're right, bud. Thank you very much. So I take all of it back. They are gay because Bert said something about his hawk being mo.
No, man, it's mohawk. He mo and the hawk.
He's mo and the hawk.
No, the mohawk. Mr. T's is hawk and his is mo.
All right, his mohawk is mo.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, man. You're the one that's making it hard to understand.
No, okay, yeah. Whatever you say, man. I don't want to get you guys angry. You know what they say about the mentally ill.
All right. You'll see.
Okay, bud. I'm waiting, man. You go ahead. You go out and do your investigation. The LA Times did it, and they dug up some pretty interesting stuff, and I'm sure you could find some other things. Parents Television. Here's another group of stumble bums. Boy, I can't. This is fantastic. We've hit a treasure trove tonight, man. First, you got the LA Times. They can't find their ass with both hands. And here comes the Parents Television Council. Who are they? What do they do? Nobody was really ever able to figure it out in their sweet short existence. They came along with all kinds of problems, with all kinds of TV shows, gave themselves a name, the Parents Television Council, that sounds semi-official, got all pissed off, said there were all kinds of people upset about all kinds of things, and guess what? No, they ain't. So the Parents Television Council, they were the first ones to start a big stink about Bleep My Dad Says, right? They didn't like the name of the show, even though they bleeped it out. Well, guess what's happening now, man? The watchdog group was seemingly everywhere in the media last week after it called out a racy GQ photo shoot of Glee stars for bordering on pedophilia, which I agreed with them on that one. But the New York Times recently examined how it's growing less effective. And the example of that is this TV show that they couldn't get off the air for love or money. In fact, they couldn't get anybody interested in it one way or the other. On a recent episode of Bleep My Dad Says, which is a target of the Parents Television Council, actor William Shatner defends his parenting style to his son.
Why was I a sad baby?
I don't know. Why is any baby sad? Crawl around all day long with a load in their pants. Nobody knows what they're trying to say. Same reason Larry King is sad.
Bonnie and I were looking through my old baby pictures. We couldn't find one of me smiling.
Oh, let me take a look at that. You do look pretty grumpy.
That was right after you told me that Santa wasn't real.
Well, I was the one that bought you the bike. I'm not going to let some fat drunk in a red suit take the credit. Besides, you were 3. It was time you knew the truth.
Advertisers still fear the Parents Television Council, but not as much as they used to, says John Rash, who teaches mass media and politics at the University of Minnesota and is a former executive at Campbell Milfen, a media buying agency in Minneapolis. It's hard for the council to stir up indignation about cultural issues at a time of economic woe, and it's certainly hard for them to stir up things about cultural issues they don't know anything about, he didn't say. The New York Times points to the PTC's previous successes of getting CBS and News Corp to pay record-setting fines for indecency and even scaring Fox into blurring cartoon nudity on Family Guy. But now the group is weakened by some advertisers that will not bow to pressure and even internal strife by a former executive. It's accused of extortion. I love that. The Time detailed the Parent Teachers Council's internal strife, including dwindling donations. They earned $2.9 million. Well, what a racket. In 2009, they earned $2.9 million. What a racket.
What?
What? You know, man, you talk about making money. In 2009, the council's former vice president for development, Patrick W. Salazar, wrote an email that alleged almost 195,000 pieces of donor member mail was never sent to the intended recipient. Most of these were time-sensitive documents whose value is now shot. The council admitted to some delays, but says it is currently caught up. Salazar was fired in November, probably for pointing this out, and according to the New York Times, attempted to extract thousands of dollars in severance to threatening to alert the media about the company's dysfunction. I say the guy's doing a good job if he's going to do that. The PTC asked the L.A. Police Department to look into extortion, but the city attorney failed to prosecute, alleging that Salazar did not commit a crime. What he wanted was severance from your rotten company, and yes, he was going to go to the media and tell them what you guys don't do or do do. The council's president, Timothy Winter, admits the organization's been weakened because of the recession, but still points to recent accomplishments such as, quote, detailing an initiative to have TV networks alert parents if their programs would contain ads for Viagra or erectile dysfunction drugs, and the enforcement of regulation about violent video games. Well, in other words, they don't serve any real purpose. And yet, you know, here is CharityNavigator.org. Now, CharityNavigator.org is a website that we heartily endorse on the Phil Hendry Show. We've used it from time to time to vet charities and other agencies, not-for-profit agencies, that ask for your money. So we suggest you go to CharityNavigator.org. And Jason just messaged me. The Parent Teacher Council rates only 2 stars out of a possible how many, Jace? I think they go up to 5 or 6, right? And they have rated a great many charities 4. They've rated a great many charities at a very high level. Tim Winter, the president of the Parent Teacher Council, makes $167,000. $167,000 a year! Now, that's a racket. You can tell me that it's not. You can say they're doing something just fantastic. Oh, when I say Parent Television Council, excuse me, not Parent Teacher. Parent Television Council. As far as I'm concerned, that's a racket. $167,000 a year. What do you do, Winter? I'll tell you what you do. You fool around with a lot of nonsense about Viagra ads. You're screwing around with a show, bleep, my dad says. Whatever. Why don't you go after these guys that are saying that Bert and Ernie are having sex with each other, man? Then I'd be with you, okay? Why don't you get photographic proof that Bert and Ernie wear condoms, and let's be done with it?
Exactly. That way they'll say they're having it protected.
Right. The revenue from the Parent Teacher Council, Parent Television Council, in 2006 was $5.6 million. And throughout that entire year, Bert and Ernie continued to have unprotected sex.
Yeah.
And the Parent Television Council didn't do diddly.
And what about the legalizing pot in California?
Huh? What about it?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what's coming up in the next segment.
Right, you were reading the tease. All right, anyway, the legalized pot measure in California gets the backing of former police chief, but it ain't going to help. We'll find out. PhilHendryShow.com for all your Phil Hendry Show needs.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Bert and Ernie, you had protected sex.
world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Head on over to philhendryshow.com. You can also follow our Twitter comments as well as link up to Facebook. So if you're philhendryshow.com, you want to follow us on Twitter, you can hit the, head to Twitter from there. And you can also go to Facebook from there. And our new affiliate that we welcome, whenever we get a new affiliate, we put on our homepage, The Truth, WTNT, AM 730 in Washington, D.C., and a lot of other cool things. All right, California pot advocates released their first television ad starring a former police chief. Well, ain't that just dandy? The Yes on 19 campaign released this ad today featuring Joseph McNamara, who was a guest on our show a while back. He is the former chief of police of San Jose.
Let's be honest. The war against marijuana has failed. I know from 35 years in law enforcement. Today, it's easier for a teenager to buy pot than beer. Proposition 19 will tax and control marijuana just like alcohol. It will generate billions of dollars for local communities, allow police to focus on violent crimes, and put drug cartels out of business. Join me and many others in law enforcement. Vote yes on Proposition 19.
Well, okay, so that's the ad, and we're voting next week here in the state of California on that and many other issues, as all of us are in this country. The campaign to legalize marijuana in California has been pretty low-key in terms of media ad buys, but that ad that you heard there jumped into the fray. That's Joseph McNamara. He's the former police chief of San Jose, as we mentioned. He's also part of an organization called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and we had him on the program when we talked to him. And, you know, we said to him what we say to you, and I think he agreed with us. He said, you ain't going to get any legalized weed until we get the law enforcement coming out in favor. And he said, absolutely. So, you know, there has to be an education of law enforcement in order to get this thing passed. It ain't going to happen, in my opinion, but, you know, there was a poll results summary. They put legalization 1 point behind the opposition, 46.3 to 45.3. That is a recent poll having to do with Proposition 8, that it is losing by a slight margin, but losing nonetheless. Mel Gibson's furious at producers of Hangover Part 2 for booting him from the flick. Gibson's minor role as a Bangkok tattoo artist was seen as a comeback for his tattered career, but producers were quick to cut him loose when cast members, including Zach Galifianakis, or whatever the hell, objected to working with him. A source close to Gibson told, what do you want?
You're getting in trouble. You don't do the guy's name right.
I don't give a damn, man. I can't pronounce his names. I'll learn it over time. Source close to Gibson. Don't tell me what I'm going to get in trouble for.
Yeah, but I mean, that guy might be a bigwig or something.
Zach Galifianakis is a bigwig? Fine. How do you pronounce it? Galifianakis, okay?
Well, say it like you got muscular dystrophy, man.
Say it like I got muscular dystrophy.
Galifianakis. It sounds like you got like a problem or something.
Boy, you guys are really butting in, aren't you?
That's a bitchin' movie. You can't mess around with it.
Oh, what, are all these cats now heavyweights or something? All the guys from The Hangover?
Look what they did to Mel Gibson.
Well, that's a good point. Anyway, Gibson's minor role was seen as a comeback. Gibson had a good point. This is what he said. He doesn't understand why Mike Tyson, a drug user who turned his life around, was given a chance while Mel was kicked to the curb. Everybody deserves a second chance. Tyson was also a convicted rapist. Ain't that the truth? Alan Nerob, who represents Gibson and Liam Neeson, issued a statement hinting at resentment over the firing. Nerob said Neeson will replace Gibson in the part pending clearance of cast and crew background check. Yeah, man, they had Tyson.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. Tyson ain't bagging on Jews and everything.
Charles Wagon is our technical director. Dan Northcraft is our screener and associate producer. Jason Rantz was our producer. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.